listening to the Bible 126 show.
Disobeying God's commandments. Disobedience has been the behavior of many believers. Many of us do not know that we do ourselves good by obeying the commands and instructions of God. To so many people, God's instructions are grievous and hard to follow. But when you put obedience and disobedience side by side, you will find that disobedience has a greater cost than anyone can pay. We are not favoring God by obeying Him, neither can we harm God by disobeying Him. We get blessed by obeying God's commands, and we attract severe punishment by disobeying Him. Listen to me. Whether you obey God's commandments or not, it doesn't do God any favors. He is still in control, whether you obey Him or not. Even if no one on earth obeyed His commandments, it wouldn't change the fact that He is God. God's commandments are there for our own benefit, and following His commandments is enlightened self-interest. John 14:15, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandment." God does not measure our love for Him by how much offering we donate in church or by the amount of tithe we pay. God does not also measure our love for Him by how many times we attend services. Our love for God is proven by the level of our submission and obedience to His will. That was why Jesus said we would obey His commandments if truly we love Him. So, true love is measured in terms of obedience. Conversely, the more we disobey God, the more we show we don't love Him. So allow me to ask some hard questions. It's better we ask these questions now before the day of judgment. Do you love adultery more than you love God? Oh, it's going to be a rough one today. Do you love fornication more than you love God? Do you love those videos you watch at night alone when no one is around more than you love God? Do you love stealing more than you love God? The number one commandment that Jesus told us to hang all the law and the prophets on is, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." Don't say you love Him, prove it. Let your life testify to the love you have for Him. So who are the people who love God? Those people that keep His commandments. Those that reverence His commandments. Those that keep and do His commandments. John 14:22-23. Judas saith unto Him, not Iscariot, "Lord, how is it that Thou wilt manifest Thyself unto us, and not unto the world?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him." These are not my words. These are the words of Jesus. Don't point the finger at me. I didn't write this verse, but we see over and over and over in the Scripture the true evidence of a person who loves God is someone who keeps His word, someone who obeys His word. Stop saying you love God and not yet don't keep His word. Examine your own life. I don't know your life, just like you don't know my life. But can you honestly look at your life and look at the criteria to love God being keeping His commandments? Can you say, "Yes, I love God"? If you cannot say, "Yes, I love God," it's not too late to change. There is still time to keep God's commandments. There is still time for you to love God with all of your heart, but you must start today. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. This is the day for obedience. That sin you had planned to do tonight or in a few hours, don't do it. Obey God's commandments. One of the dangers of disobeying God's commandments is that disobedience brings destruction. It is evident in scriptures that disobedience brings destruction. Continually and willfully disobeying God's commands is like applying for destruction. Well, some of us may not understand why it is so, but the fact remains that if blessings are attached to obedience, then it is not irrational to think that destruction will be the reward for disobedience. Disobedience is a bad thing, and there is no good reward for it. In Genesis 3, Adam and Eve, our first parents, disobeyed God by eating of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, after they had been instructed not to eat of it. The consequences of their disobedience was a spiritual death. Since the day that our parents first ate the forbidden fruit, the entire human race died in spirit. We lost our connection with God. Humans are originally designed by God to operate both in flesh and in spirit. But we lost that spiritual advantage. That is why everyone born of a woman is born spiritually depraved. So the disobedience of our first parents put the entire world into the sinful state it is in presently. Even after Jesus had come to redeem lost humanity to God, not everyone would believe in him. Disobedience is the mother of all sins. Anyone who commits adultery, for instance, is not just guilty of it, but such is first guilty of disobedience because we have been obliged by the law not to commit adultery. Disobeying God's commands makes us a prey to the enemy. The story of the young prophet sent by God from Judah to Bethel in 1 Kings 13 highlight this. He was instructed by God not to eat or drink anything where he was been sent. More so, he was to take another route when returning to Judah. However, he was deceived by an older prophet who said God had told him to invite the young prophet to his house in order to eat and drink. We must never allow anyone to cause us to disobey God, irrespective of their ranking. If God will give you another instruction, contrary to what he has said before, ensure to confirm from him first, and don't just follow what anyone would come to say. The young prophet was not spared by God because he was deceived by an older prophet, because God's instruction to him was explicitly stated. It was unfortunate that the old prophet that caused the young prophet to err was the same that pronounced his judgment in 1 Kings 13, 21 through 22, which read, "And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back, and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place of which the Lord did say to thee, Eat no bread and drink no water. Thy carcass shall not come into the sepulchre of thy fathers." As powerful as the ministration of the young prophet was in Bethel, he was killed by a lion on his way back to Judah because of his disobedience. Remember that the Bible says the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Walking in disobedience therefore makes the protective grace of God to be removed from a person, making him or her an helpless prey before the enemy. This is one of the most important reasons why you and I need to know the Word of God for ourselves. All instruction you hear from a person, compare it with the Word of God, and if those instructions differ from the Word of God, throw them away and follow the Word of God. The Word of God is there to inform you. Get it into your mind. Another danger associated with disobeying God's commandments is that we lose the promise of His blessings. The blessings of the Word of God are all tied to our obedience to the same Word. Therefore, not heeding to the commands in the Word of God shuts us out of the reality of the promises therein. God commanded Joshua to study and meditate on the Book of Law, and also to act according to all that is written in it. By doing so, he would make his way prosperous and he will have good success. It is not God that will make our ways prosperous. We would make our ways prosperous by obeying and observing all that we are instructed to do in the Word of God. We cannot be denied good success when we walk in total obedience. Although obedience to God may not always be pleasant to our flesh, but God's instructions are for our utmost good and pleasure. God will not give us any commandment that He knows we will not be able to obey. His instructions are not grievous. Disobedience is extremely costly. It will cost us more than we can pay. However, obedience to God paves the way for us to access our blessings and the great promises in the Word of God. We must keep seeking Him, because His ways are higher than our ways, and we are never able to fully search the depths of His love or the splendor of His face. We must constantly create pangs of hunger and thirst after God. This guarantees more of God being poured out in us. This will not happen automatically. We must be intentional about entertaining the inner longings to get more of who God is and to see His face ever the more. His face. Do not fail or become faint. The face of God is always favorable to those who are His children. His face brings salvation. Psalm 80:19. O Lord, God of hosts, restore us. Cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved. His face brings the light of His countenance and is the expression of His grace and loving kindness. Psalm 31:16. Make your face to shine upon your servant. Save ye in your loving kindness. Psalm 4:6. Many are saying, Who will show us any good? Lift up the light of your countenance upon us, O Lord.